WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency. Station calling, say again. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WSDV-843 mobile and monitoring.
WR33513 radio check. 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 I don't think I have a good signal here. WR33513 radio check.
WSBC 277, we hear you coming through the network.
WRZZ 513 radio check. WSEL-664 Mobile Monitoring Blue Field. Anyone else happen to be monitoring this morning? I just shoot it on the 26.
WRFV 702 listening.
WSEL 664, WSEL 664, looking for an antenna check, looking for signal, if anyone's monitoring this morning.
This is WSAT 580, just hopped in the truck and got your message loud and clear.
Thank you very much, 580. Yeah, I've put a new antenna on, and it's 2 meters 70 centimeter, and wasn't sure how it was going to do on GMRS, but sounds like it may be doing okay. Any background noise, scratchiness, or anything?
Yeah, there's a little. I mean, you're coming in loud and clear, completely legible. For the most part, if you're running an antenna that is not tuned for GMRS, it is coming in pretty good.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the signal check. And this is WSEL 664. I'll be out.
All right. Or you have yourself a wonderful day. Take care. WSAT 580. hear me out in Flint. Hello, can anybody hear me out in Flint?
Copy that call from Flint. This is WSD 692. Over.
Just programmed a new radio, and I'm checking it out. I appreciate it. WFSB 697. Thank you for the comeback.
Yeah, no problem. You're coming in loud and clear. WFSB 692. Over.
What's your location?
Driving north on Telegraph into heading up towards Rochester Hills. Over.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
Not a problem. Over. Monitoring 692.
Can anybody copy me on the Mayville tower?
Copy that. This is the Mayville tower. This is on the Detroit repeater. This is WSOC 692. Over.
Hey, WFSP 697. Just programmed a new radio and checking some freaks. Appreciate the comeback. What's your location?
We were the same ones talking a minute ago, but this is WSB 692, Brian. I'm heading north on Telegraph, Telegraph and 13 Mile. Over.
Thank you.
Appreciate the comeback, sir. Looks like this thing's working.
It's working.
Copy that. That's coming in pretty loud and clear on my side. Hope my signal is okay as well. Over.
On my end, sounding good though. You're loud and clear.
WRWX221.
WSFC 692. This is Brian. Anyone out there? Over.
I believe I didn't get your full call sign. This is WSC1.
WSC 692. Brian, you broke up a little bit in the last transmission. Over.
Yep, I was on the wrong repeater. Yeah, again, it's WRCY 565. The personal here is Donald, and I'm in Madison Heights. And can I get your call sign one more time?
Hey, Don.
Yeah, something with I'm not picking up the letters, the four letters. Can you try that again, please? Yeah, you're cutting out. Key up, wait about 2 seconds, and then give me the letters one more time. There's something at skip or break in between.
All right, sorry about that. Just trying to program a new location in Rochester Hills, but the call sign again is WSFC.
William Sierra Fox Truck, see Charlie.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, we got you in there now. Yeah, I don't know what it is with that breakup. I don't know if it's a technical issue with the radio, because I know some radios, you have to like key them and wait a second before you talk, and some of them are almost like instantaneous, so I'm not sure what it might be. I mean, I was on the wrong repeater earlier, because I was on the Mount Clemens. I live between the Mount Clemens and the Detroit repeaters. My better line of sight is with the Detroit repeater, and after I switched, I probably got better.
Yeah, copy that. I'm currently in Rochester Hills at my son's house. I was trying to get a home repeater. It's usually tied to the Detroit repeater. And currently using just a cheap UV5R plus UV5G plus handheld. Over.
Yeah, copy that. Rochester to Mount Clemens is a pretty good signal. We have a couple operators out that way. Like I said, I'm about equal distance, but my line of sight is just better downtown, but I can hit pretty much the four repeaters in this area, the three that are linked, and or actually two that are linked, Detroit and Mount Clemens, and the Troy repeater, which is practically in my backyard, and the brain part, the 600 in out in the Detroit Redford area.
All right, yeah, very cool. I've only been into GMRS for about a couple months now, so I'm still learning and have a bunch of different handhelds, and I should try maybe later today and switch it out with my kid radio, TDH3. I think that one works a little better than my Bofang. Over.
Well, Well, if you're moving around your inside your location, wherever you were that time in this last transmission, X marks the spot. That's like a good hot spot area for where you're at. And don't move, because that was a really good, really clear, nearly full quieting transmission.
All right, my son was just laughing. I'm going to put some tape on the floor so he can stand right here. Over.
Well, I'm on a couch, and I'm horizontal, and just like just doing some spreadsheet work here, and my significant other is here as well, and we'll be heading up to Chester Field in a little while where she lives. We got to get home to the dog, and so on and so forth. So, all right, I will let you go. Welcome to the hobby, and enjoy. Make the best of it. WRCY565. Name again is Donald, and I'm in Madison Heights. Have a good afternoon.
Copy that. You as well. This is WSSC 692. Brian, currently in Rochester Hills. Over, and we'll clear the channel.
WSCI 847, WIUG, grade 8, copy. WIUG, grade 8, clear.
.488, this is WSSC 692. This is Brian. You out there, Jack? Over.
Hey, Brian, how you doing today?
Hey, Jack, I'm doing great. I'm up here actually at my son's house in Rochester Hills, so in your neck of the woods, and out to the radio that I let him borrow, and it seems like it's working properly, so maybe he'll be able to keep touch with myself when I'm at home. Over.
Brian, I heard everything you said, but you're fading out a little bit. What I suggest is by the window, you'll be better off. And what repeater are you using? If you're using 675, 675 is that best repeater for Rochester Hills. And that's what I'm using.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm on the Macomb 675 repeater, and to the window, and the radio is closer to the inside of the house. I rotated 180 degrees. Is this any better? Over.
Okay, so if you're on a handheld, what you do is by the window, hold your handheld straight up in the air. Then that way you can reach the repeater without fading out a little bit. But you're okay. I can hear you really good, Roger.
That's awesome, Jack. Thanks for the confirmation. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, except that cold weather out there. It's really cold. Couple nights ago, it was so cold, the wind was blowing, looked like 45 miles an hour. Roger.
Yes, agreed, it is cold.
Brian, you're cutting off a little bit. What antenna do you have? Is that the small antenna, the rubber duck antenna, or the long one, the Nagoya 771G?
Yeah, I don't know if that comment is for me, Jack. This is Brian. In regards to the Nagoya antenna, I do have one of those, but I left that at home. Currently, you have a Breeze 771
771 is a little bit shorter, but 771G, it's better antenna work. And you know what? If you stand by for short, I'm going to talk to you on that one. Station 692. You still there, Brian? WSST 692. WIUG 88. Copy. WIUG
48. Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
Great job at kerchunking.
WSFW 542, anybody out there? WSFW 542, anybody out there?
care. This is Sam Foxtrot 902. Dave, you out there?
WFSW542. Anybody got a copy?
Copy station there. WSBM 993 coming in loud and clear on this end.
Thank you very much for the response. WSW542. You out there, Doc?
Station 542. WIRG
48,
copy?
Yes, sir, got a good copy.
Sir, I know it's sounding good out that way, but where is your location right now?
I'm in Lapeer.
Yeah, it's sounding good here in, from Lapeer County. I think you're on Flint Repeater, correct, or Detroit?
I'm on the Flint, you are correct.
And again, what was that call sign? WSSI?
WSSW542.
My name is Jack, and I'm glad to help you out. Antennas, whatever you have coming up, or base station. I'm on the base station, by the way. I'm on the DB20G, Reality. Roger.
After that, my name is Doug. That's why I was doing a check. I just got myself a new DB50, and I was just running it through its paces. And, you can stay in contact, and I hope we do. WSFW 542, ready, bye.
Roger, are you on a 50-watt radio?
Roger that, except I've got my power down as low as it will go.
On a high or medium? See if you put it on medium.
Got her on medium. Is that any better?
A lot better. The audio is a lot better and very, very understandable. I mean, as far as they know, like W and all that, they are really good. You should leave it that way. I mean, I don't care what you do, but I would leave it that way. Roger.
Roger that. Appreciate the info and the help. Yeah, like I said, I was just putting this new radio through its paces, so I sure appreciate the advice there, and I will.
Like I said, I'm on the DB20G. That's the only 20-watt radio, and I'm on the medium. Anyhow. Because that Sprint repeater, it's a good repeater out that way. They put it, I don't know if you know where is it or not, that's on top of the hospital. Roger.
Roger that. I've also found that Mayville, north and south, is a pretty good repeater. I've gotten down to Rochester and to Wasso and things through that different area. So I've used those as well.
I don't know if you ever heard MIA dot systems. There's about 6-7 repeaters all connect together. That'd be, if you have a pen, MIA8 dot systems with an S. You can go there and find all these repeaters connect together. And you can find, when you unkey the mic, you'll find that out too, where the mic unkeyed from. Roger.
Roger that. Thank you very much for the info. I sure am glad that I got a hold of you today. You've given me a couple of good pieces of information there. Right now, I'm going to give a holler out to see if my brother's on. But you have a great day, and I'm sure that I will get a hold of you later. WSFW 542, clear.
You too. You take care, and you have a good day. WIUG 48, my name is Jack.
Have a good day, Jack. This is Doug, WSFW 542, clear. WSW 542, Don, you out there, buddy?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm not sure I'm making Flint yet. Get the tower.
Roger that. You're coming through real clear. Am I hitting you good?
Yeah, you're full fighting. Sounds good.
Roger that, buddy. I was just talking to a guy named Jack. He gave me a couple pieces of information. I was using the mid now, and he said I was coming in better on that. So you have safe travels, and I'll stay in communication with you because I'm going to be just sitting here monitoring. So I will get in touch with you occasionally to see where you're at. And like I said, keep the rubber side down, and I will talk to you in a little while. WSW 542, clear. WSFW 542 monitoring.
WIUG 488. WRNW 329. Good afternoon, Tim. How you doing today? I'm doing fine. How about you? I'm doing just wonderful. Just getting off work, trying to make my way home there. Copy. That's good. At least it's overtime today, a time and a half. But you always have the back door open. Roger? Copy that. Well, it seems like the door is right off the hinges. Money in and a whole lot of money out. For sure. I know what you're saying, Tim. It's always like that anyhow. It never happened. Never close the door and never open it again. It always says the back door be open. Roger? Just keep trying. I'll keep fighting. Hopefully it'll come to a stop one day. And in the meantime, I'll just keep having fun, I guess. It's all about having fun. And this is really a fun, it's a fun toy. That's what it's all about. You know, it's not, you can talk to nice people, and there's other people out there too you can talk to. And that's about it. Roger?
Yeah, for sure. I've been playing with the HF the past week or so. I haven't been on here much. I've been playing with the HF, making some pretty good contacts.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. I was on 10 meter last night. Didn't hear too many people out that way.
A few stations out there just before dark made a couple of contacts yesterday. So we'll see. We'll try it out when I get home here, play at it for an hour or two, and relax, I guess. Lots of fun anyway.
I see if you get off of work right now. Now you gotta go home. You gotta grab something to eat and sit down and watch TV. Roger?
Yeah, definitely gonna do that. And might even have a couple cold beverages to top it off.
Yeah, that's another good thing. Couple of beverages will do it. Roger?
I need something to flush the day down with, I guess. All right, Jack. We won't hold you there. Figured to holler at you. We heard you on there. figure I'd give you a shout. Copy.
Jim, anytime. You take care and you have a good day. We'll talk later anyhow. Keep contacting. WIEG 48.
Hey, Jack. Appreciate you coming back. Talk to you a little later. WRNW 329. We're clear for now.
Station 421, a station out there, 421, WIUG 48, copy.
Sorry, you're on YV 421, what's up, Jack? We missed you this morning.
How you doing today? I woke up and, you know how hours of night is work? I couldn't get up, so now I'm okay. Roger.
Yeah, no problem, man. No worries. When it's cold out there, it always becomes a little bit that sleep-in kind of weather, you know? Makes you want to keep sleeping in the morning. No problem. I'll catch you on the next one. You doing up okay?
How about you? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just tinkering as usual with computer stuff, and in about an hour, a couple hours, we'll probably be heading out for dinner with the wife. Going out to Greasy Mike's, something quick, and that's about it. Relaxed. Too cold out.
Roger that. Well, I'm going to dress up and go to church for an hour and come back. Roger.
Sounds good, man. I will let you go then. And you enjoy church and stay warm, man. WRYV 421.
Good talking to you and good to hear from you. We'll talk again today before the night is over. WIEG 48.
Doug, you got me on the Flint Tower.
WSFW 542. Roger that, Don. I've got you loud and clear.
Yeah, what power are you using right now? You're 420.
Mid one.
It's doing the job.
Roger that. Big difference from that bolt thing I had.
Yep, they're good for some things, but... clearly your base is getting out better.
Yeah, I'm real happy with the distance and the clarity, and so far, so good.
When I get up and make a turn on 23, curious how far it'll stretch with this. I got a pretty weak antenna with a four ground plate on it, so we'll see.
Nice if it went all the way, wouldn't it?
That would be cool. Mine at home, I'd like to get another 10 or 20 feet on my tower at home. Maybe add a GMSR antenna to it.
running 20 feet now on my diamond. Everything seems to be doing good.
Doug, that mouse for your little MacBook, it's got the center position is off, and to the right is green, and to the left is blue for Bluetooth. So make sure when you turn that on, you turn it to the left with a little blue dot there, okay? That's Bluetooth.
Roger that. Yeah, you know, with my eyes, it's hard for me to see stuff like that anymore. It's starting glaucoma, but that's okay. I can still see, so that's a good thing and a God thing. But appreciate the info on that, bud.
No problem. Very curious to see how far this takes us.
Me as well, roger that. So far, still good. 5x5.
This is up to 25 water, but I don't have a CMRS on any of either of my 50 watt mobile rigs, so I don't know. Maybe we get pretty close. Maybe I'll grab a 50 watt GMRS rig and see if I can hit it.
Roger that. That'd be nice, bud. That way we could hit each other all the time. Sure was good seeing you today.
Yeah, it was indeed. Should be getting home, hopefully, with a little daylight left.
I hope so, too, bud. I sure appreciate you coming.
I'll hit you again in a minute once we make the turn. WFSP 697.
All right, I'm going to have a pipe, and I'll be right back. WSFW 542, clear.
Receiver 810 mobile monitoring.
WSFW 542, you still got me, Don?
Yeah, I've got you. I haven't made the turn yet. I'm still almost to 23, but I have you very strong now. I'm, you know, basically right on the outskirts of Flint.
Roger that. I am going to take a test to have a pipe then, and I will get back at you as soon as I do that. WSFW 542, clear.
Okay, in a few minutes, WSFP 697, clear. Doug, you still got me?
WSFW 542. You got a copy, Don?
Yeah, you're still 5-9, loud and clear here. I'm between Van Blank and Fenton on 23. I've got you loud and clear here, 5-9. WFSP 697.
Roger that, buddy. I just got a phone call. A couple people from church are going to be stopping by, but I will continue to check in, and I'm going to leave my volume up, so don't be afraid to hit me up, and I'm not going to be afraid to hit you back. I don't know how long they'll be here. It's one of the trustees that needs to meet with me. But like I said, man, we're doing good. So WSFW 542, monitoring.
Okay, I'll talk to you in a little while. WSFB 697.
Radio check. ESPN 993, our radio check coming in clear on this one.
Thank you very much. Just looking in antenna on at 7 Mifflin on air. I'm going to be just getting out on this GA420E. I appreciate the comeback.
Yeah, definitely. A little bit staticky there, a little bit staticky. But other than that, you are readable on my end. It's coming in pretty good.
Roger that. I know we're in Parshallville, Michigan, Tyrone Township. So come and talk and see if it's working.
Copy that. WSPN 993-40. WSBM 993 clear.
Doug, I don't know if you can hear me. I'm in Heartland, down south into Livingston County.
WSFW 542, roger that, Don. You're coming in 5x5. Copy on that last transmit, Don?
Oh, yeah. Still full quieting here. I've still got you. I get a couple of crackles in the repeater when I get into a low spot on the road, but whenever I get up on top, it's still pretty dang strong.
Roger that. This new rig's working great.
I'm at 23 and 9 down in Alpha.
Roger that, bud. WSFW 542, still reading you.
Yeah, still reading you. Top of the hill.
I just switched my radio to high power. Did that make any difference?
WSFT 308, yeah, actually did make a difference. Much clearer now.
So are you. I guess that works both ways, huh?
Yep, I'm here hitting the Flint repeater, and I'm not too far from it. And I got a 10-watt radio, so I got a decent antenna, but I am mobile. And I haven't had any issues with hitting the repeater since I lost this radio. Over.
WSFW 542, Don, you still got a copy?
It didn't seem like Don had a copy anymore. I don't know. Maybe I jumped in too soon. Everything. That's my fault. I apologize.
That, buddy. I had a copy. It was coming through a little scratchy, but I still got you. WSFW 542, you got a copy, Don?
WSCI 783 to station 213, copy. WSCI 783, clear.
Radio check, WSAS 267.
WSFC 692. Monitoring. Anyone out there? Over.
You are PD 448. I copy you. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Just driving south, heading back home. How are you doing? Over.
Just enjoyed a mellow Saturday evening. Just turned on the radio just now. Was getting ready to identify, and I heard you call out. Where are you coming back from, or where are you at, roughly?
Yeah, thanks for the reply. I'm heading from Rochester Hills back home to Livonia. I'm on Telegraph in maybe 9-10 miles. Over.
I know the area very, very well, as I used to live out there. I'm currently transmitting from Groveland Township, or if you know where the Renaissance Festival is, I'm right across 60 Highway from that, next to the state park.
Yeah, very cool. Appreciate the callback. I've just been playing with
a new radio in the vehicle and got a mobile mag mount on the truck and just wanted to make sure it's working. Over.
Yeah, you're coming in pretty good. A little bit of static here and there, but I think that might be weather-related. I've been hearing a lot of that, everyone's radios. But yeah, you're coming in loud and clear. I hope the setup works out for you. Sounds good. Over.
Awesome. Thank you very much. It's just a small handheld. I've been considering getting a mobile unit mounted into the vehicle, trying to decide whether I should go with a 20-watt system or go with the higher 50-watt power unit. So I'm still trying to decide on that, but thanks for the confirmation. Appreciate it.
I'm on the 20-watt setting. I'm hitting the Flint repeater, no problem. I had another radio prior to this one that was the same radio, and it smoked out on me. It must have been a lemon. But I've had good luck with the radiosity. If you know who Jack is, he's got a radiosity 20-watt, and it does great for him. I guess if you're going to be rural, it might be worth it to have the extra wattage, but all my other radios are running on 10 or 20 watts. I'm hitting repeaters just fine. Over.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that. The main reason for a higher wattage system is I think at home I'm just on the edge of hitting the repeater, and I have to actually walk to the backyard to hit the repeater. I cannot contact it through the house. I think the house is all brick and plaster walls, so I need to get like an external antenna. But really considering a higher output system, and we'll definitely look at the radiosity. Thanks for the input, and yes, I was talking to Jack earlier today. Over.
Yeah, Jack's a wealth of knowledge. He's the one that told me that if I got the 40-watt radio, and obviously it makes sense, if you can hit it on the 20-watt setting, stay on the 20-watt setting and, you know, save the life of the radio and, you know, have it there for when you need it. If you can hit an external antenna mounted on your home, that would make a tremendous amount of difference, because I think like 70% of your signal is all kind of related. Over.
Yeah, fully agree with that, and I've actually been in the garage trying to build a J-pole copper antenna, so hopefully I'll have that up and running. I'm waiting for some coax cable to come in to try to mount that in my attic to see how that does. Over.
Oh, very good. I had considered making my own J-pole, too, and I even had all the stuff for it. But I found a really inexpensive GMRS radio on Amazon that people say works great. I'm transmitting on it right now, and it was only like a $40, or I paid $26 for it. I think it's like $35 now or something. But, I mean, if I sound good, you know, I don't have a whole lot into my system yet anyway. Over.
Very nice. What system are you using for radio? Over.
Yeah, right now I'm on my base. It's the Radiosity DB40-watt. And as far as the antenna goes, yeah, I'm not kidding. I couldn't even pronounce it. It was some off-brand foreign name. But you can buy inexpensive GMR antennas. Obviously not as much fun as building your own, and you have better control over building your own as far as tuning. But like the antenna I got right now that I'm on, it's got like a 1.2 SWR throughout the band, but on the very last channel, this channel, it's 1.6. So I'm going to try to do something with that. Over.
All right, very cool. I will look into that as soon as I get home in about 15, 20 minutes. I appreciate the feedback, and yeah, I'm looking forward to getting a base station where I'll be able to communicate from my office, my home office, instead of having to walk out into the backyard. Over.
That sounds like a plan. Well, hey, look, I'm going to let you go. My name is Kurt, Dolan Township, WRPB 448. Pleasure to make your acquaintance. I'm out here usually intermittently at night. I talk to Jack. I talk to Sheboygan Bob, Travis from Flint. Travis from Flint's another guy that you should talk to. He's got a radio shop, and he's another wealth of information. This is WRPV 448. I am clear on your final. Have a good evening, sir.
Great. Thanks for the information, Kurt. I really appreciate it. And, yes, I have talked to Jack many times, as well as Bob up in Sheboygan, and we'll hope to talk to you soon again, and I'll continue playing with my antenna, and this is WSFC 692, clear as well. Over.
One thing you guys got to remember, the higher the frequency, the more line of sight, so any obstructions you can eliminate, walls, garage doors, trees, buildings, they're going to help your signal. So putting an antenna on top of the house will definitely help you out. WRFX 966, standing by.
Copy that, 966. Yes, that's the next thing I'm doing once I'm building my J-pole antenna. Either get that in the top of my attic or attached to my chimney on the outside of the house. Appreciate the info. Thanks again, and clear on the last final. Over.
We just doubled. WRPB 448, clear.
Yeah, anyways, power, yeah. Like I said, line of sight is the absolute best. So you get that J-pole tuned in, get it up on top of your chimney, you're going to be probably talking with no problems whatsoever. Have a good evening, gentlemen. WRFX 966, standing by.
Very well. I will try to do that. I'm flying to Germany on Monday, but when I get back, I'll finish the J-pole, and hopefully my coax will be received, and I can get that antenna up there. So I look forward to that, and thanks for the info, as I'm relatively new to this. Only had a radio for the last couple months, so appreciate it. WSSC 692, standing by. Over.
WSPG 574, radio check.
I hear you loud and clear on the radio check. Over.
four, WIUG, 488, copy.
WRZD 544, good afternoon, Jack.
Well, good afternoon, Bob. How are you doing?
Systems go here, and how about yourself, Jack? No complaints whatsoever.
Bob, no complaining at all. Roger.
It's always a good thing at a heart age.
You're right about that. I have Bob talked to you a little bit. WIUG 48.
Thanks for checking in, Jack. You have a good evening. We'll talk later, I'm sure. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, clear and monitoring. Thanks, Jack.
WRPV 448, Sheboygan Township, monitoring.
WSFW 542. Jack, you got a copy?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. WIUG 488.
I've got my book with me now, Jack. I was going to write your call sign down, and you were telling me something earlier about go, did we say go to repeat numeral 8?
No, go on the web, go on MI number 8, that's MI number 8, that's with an
Sorry about that.
Two in Detroit, one in Detroit.
I'll write it down and we'll stay in touch.
775 in Saginaw, and I think Bay City, I don't know if it's on or not. And Sheboygan, 675. Roger.
Roger that, Jack. So I go on MI number 8, and what was the rest of the website?
Systems,
copy.
So when you go there, it tell you the rules, there's some rules there, you know, and also in, go maybe in the bottom, all the way in the bottom, you'll see. When you key the mic, you see who, what repeater that mic is keying from. Roger.
Roger that, Jack. What was your call sign again? I'm going to write it down.
Sir, WRUG 488. That's WRUG 488.
Copy. WIUG 488. Gotcha, Jack.
No problem at all. Anytime you have a question, I'll be glad to answer it if I know it. WIUG 488.
Hey, Jack, I've just gotten into this over the last little bit, last couple of years. I had a little bullfang rig and a little Nagoya antenna on my vehicle, and I decided to upgrade and got this DB50. And now I've certainly got the power to get where I want to go. And my brother, he's into it big time, has been for a while, and he's got his general ham radio operator's license, which I think I'm going to take that test and try to get my tech connection here coming up.
Well, that is the best thing to do. I took about 3-4 tests, and I fell with one. 3-4 of them, I fell with one. One of them, I fell with 5. I didn't pass. So I'm going to take it online. Roger.
Roger that, Jack. That's all we can do is keep trying.
Sure. You just got to study. Some people study for 1 month, but actually, if you know the diodes and all that, they say I had Professor Don, he passed away a long time ago. He said, no more than 10 hours, and you should be able to pass, because there's about 411 questions.
That's a lot of questions, Jack. But that's all right. I guess I'll just get on there and keep studying it. You know, when I feel like I'm ready, I'll give her a shot.
Tell you one thing. Ham Study is the best app. You pay $4, I believe. And really, comes technician and all that. You buy that, it's about $4. I think it's $4. I paid 2 years ago $4, but I don't know now. Maybe it's a free. Don't have no idea. You pay, and you look at the question, and you don't know the answer. On top on the right side, you click, you put your finger there, and it tells you the answer, which is, that's what I like.
Yeah, I think that's something I would like too as well, Jack. I sure appreciate you and your base of knowledge and wealth of knowledge, and I will be hitting you up. I will be on here a lot more after tonight. I am a pastor at one of the local churches, so I have to get prepared for that tomorrow, and I will get back with you either later tonight or tomorrow. Again, thank you for all your intel. This is WSFW 542, clear.
Guess what? I was in the church at 4 o'clock and just came out from the church. I prayed and came out, went home. Then I had to go pick up my, you know, medicine from Kroger. So I'm heading home right now. And I live in Rochester Hills. Roger?
Roger that, Jack. You came in nice and clear. I will definitely talk to you later. Have a good night, my friend.
No problem, anytime. You take care, and you have a good evening. And good talking to you. WIUG, 48.
WRPV 448 monitoring.
WIU. WIUG 48, clear. Okay, you in there, WIUG. WIUG, flight 8.
Good evening, Jack. WSSB 793 here, Steve. Questions I'd like to ask you, is that okay, Roger?
Sure, no problem. Go ahead, sir.
Sorry. You say your call letter so fast. I just want to ask, is it a Whiskey Indian Union, whatever G is, or is it a Whiskey Indian Oscar?
WRUG 488. Roger.
Alright, thanks. WRUG 488. That's the next question I was going to ask you. What was the number then again? Let me write that down real quick.
WRUG 488. No problem. I'll be here.
Yesterday, when we were talking to everybody, some people, they say their call letters so fast that I was writing them down in the first name, you know, so you know how it is, but it was kind of rough, and so that's why I wanted to ask you. I got it, though, WRGG 488, right?
WIUG 48. And you know what, if they come back and if they can repeat the code sign, they will repeat it for you.
Yeah, you must have moved or something because you were coming in rough, man. A lot of static behind you there, Roger.
How about now? Is now any better?
Yeah, you're coming in beautiful, man. Clean, quieting is good. I don't know what you did, but you did it. Did you say, I don't mean to be a pastor. Did you say 388?
Yeah, you know what? That's what I was telling people. No, it's 488. 4.
F-O-U-R-8-8. Roger. WSFW 542. Yeah, Roger. I got it then. WRUG 488. When you were coming in, and there's a station, I understand. I appreciate it. I'm going to sit back with the other guy go through and whoever else, and I'm just going to sit back and monitor. Appreciate it. You have a good evening, Jack. Good talking to you. WSFZ.
Station 798. Are you cutting off with us? You know what I would do if you're on a handheld? Hold your hand straight up that way you can reach the repeater. Roger.
So 793, were you talking to me, Jack?
Yes. If you're on a handheld, hold your hand out straight. That way you can reach the repeater better. That you don't have, it won't be cut off. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. I usually try to hold it straight up. I might have been lazy and tilted it or something. I don't know, but is it coming through okay there now, roger?
Coming okay. Look like he's sitting by me. Very clear. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. Appreciate it. Yeah, same thing with you. You're full in, man. Like you're sitting right here with me. That's what it sounds like. It's radio. It's a little handheld. It's got some pretty nice audio on it, I think, for what it is. And you sound great, man. So, okay, I'm gonna sit back, monitor. I thought I heard a couple stations out there, so I'm just going to sit back and monitor for a little bit. I'm watching this YouTube video on it. These guys going through all the cities that are all tore up and poverty and stuff. And, I don't know, maybe I'll learn something. WSOC 793, and I'm sitting back monitoring.
Another thing, maybe your interest, get you a hand mic. I would do a lot better too with the hand mic. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. This radio did come with a hand mic. I have a hand mic to this radio. It's a hand mic with a, it also doubles as a speaker. And, I never tried it on here. And another thing, you clip around your head to your ear, and it's like a microphone earpiece or whatever. I'll never use that. I might go ahead and drag out the hand mic and try it out here and see if it works for you, Roger.
Try that, because my handheld's about to all have a mic. I have the 88 and Nagoya's and all that stuff. Anyhow, let me talk to the other people out there. It's station 542. Sorry about that. Station 542, go ahead. Any other station out there, go ahead. WIUG 488.
WRPB 448. Hello, Jack. This is Kurt. How are you today?
Kurt, how you doing? I'm doing fine. How about you?
I am doing well, and I'm going to play with a new radio tonight. I got me a shortwave radio that does everything. So I'm going to probably play with that tonight, and that's what I got planned. I'll be monitoring the radios on the side, too. How was your day, Jack?
It's a beautiful day, anyhow. It's a little bit chilly outside, but it's okay. You got to get used to those things. Anyhow, what's the name of that radio?
Oh, hang on a second. I gotta put my glasses on again and read the faceplate. Just a moment. Okay, it's an ATS25 Max Decoder 2. Just picked it up on Amazon for just under $2.
I mean, what can I do? What can you listen, like a SF or 10 meter, 15, 20 meter, what is it?
All of the above, with the exception of aircraft.
I see. Aircraft, I mean, like the airport and all that stuff. Roger.
Well, there's a thing going on I've noticed on Amazon, and I've got a couple of the radios that are Bofang HTs that will listen to the air band.
which would be communications between aircraft and tower. Obviously, there is no radio that will transmit on those frequencies for the most obvious of reasons, but this scanner, it listens to a bunch of frequencies I didn't know even existed. All kinds of ham bands, shortwave, lower upper sideband, a couple other things I don't even recognize. It's going to be quite the learning curve. Over.
They were saying, because I got a radio, a Quince radio, they call it, that would get to the airport and all that stuff. You know, I haven't found one for the police scanner. The police scanner, they live at an expensive site. They're about $700. Roger.
Copy that. My new radio will do digital frequencies, but I don't know about municipalities like that. They might be encrypted or trunked. Again, you know, that's beyond my radio knowledge. But I can get some digital channels. It has to sync up to the Wi-Fi because apparently the time has to be exactly the same on the radio as the Wi-Fi for it to work. Again, way involved, way over my head. I'll get to it later this winter. Over.
As you were saying, Kurt. Yeah, but it's because all the police scanners, nothing but digital, you know what I mean? There's not analog anymore of those out there. And that's why I'm asking. And I know a good friend of mine had one. It cost them $700. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I highly doubt my radio will get any of those channels. You know, again, I didn't want to spend that kind of money to be able to get those channels either. You know, this is a secondary hobby for me, and I figured $200, I've got more than enough to listen to. Over.
WSZ 793 for a comment.
Go ahead, 793.
I appreciate it. I'm a shortwave radio junkie. I got a collection of high-end portable shortwaves and some rare ones, and I also have a collection of the smaller portable everything. I'm a shortwave nut. But anyway, this the foul thing I'm on, I can cover the air band too. The air band is 116 to 138 or something, and it's AM. But even if you got a cheap scanner that goes up to 512 megs, you program the aircraft frequency into it, it'll automatically go AM on them. Roger.
Copy that. Very informative. Over. Thank you again.
A couple of my high-end portables cover the AM aircraft band, but not all my shortwave radios do. But this Baofeng I'm on, I can also program the AM aircraft band into it, and it'll scan it. But I got aircraft programmed into my scanner on my desktop. I just got one that goes up to 512 max. There's no, don't go up into the digital stuff and everything. I don't care. But aircraft band's a little boring to me, and I can't understand half the stuff they say anyway. But I'm going to go ahead and sit back, man. Sorry to cut in, but you said, anybody says the word shortwave, and I start perking up. But anyway, have a good evening, sir. Enjoy your radio. WSFZ 793, and I'm sitting back monitoring.
Thank you, 793, and no worries at all cutting in. Great. All the input you can give. My name is Kurt. I hope to be hearing you on the frequency again. WRPV-448 for identification purposes. Jack, are you still there?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. I'm going to try to program my handheld to listen to aircraft, but like the gentleman said, you probably don't understand half the stuff they're saying, and the closest airport to me shuts down at night, so there's no air traffic here at night anyway. Over.
What? Where you are, you can hear the Pontiac Airport, because you're not too far from Pontiac Airport, Roger.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You know, I used to live right by the thing, and I forgot it was there. It's just, I'm so close to, Flint Airport, and they don't fly at night, ordinarily. But, yeah, you're right. Pontiac Oakland does share the same radar telemetry with Detroit Metro, too. So, good call, Jack. Thank you.
Sometime maybe you can hear Selfridge Airport. Roger.
I get a lot of air traffic flies over my house from Selfridge. I had even confirmed that with a pilot. Apparently they like flying over the state parks. I would too. But yeah, a lot of the Chinooks. And back when I first moved out here, I had a lot of A-10 traffic. But I see big military transports now. Over.
Yeah. They have a line of sight. They go in and go out from the Selfridge Airport. I hear them a lot of time at night. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I'll try to look for that one too when I'm on the air. I don't know what all bands that they would transmit on that the public could listen to, but worth a shot. Over.
If you cannot find it, let me know. I'll give you the frequency.
Copy that. I'll get back with you on that if I need to refer that. Other than that, I've just been enjoying the day. Tomorrow, it's supposed to be a bit warmer, and I'm just going to throw a steel wire out my window and drag it to the closest. I'll have my long wire antenna. Over.
No problem. You also cutting off a little bit, so take care of that too. All right, Kurt, you take care. You have a good evening. WIUG 488.
Always a pleasure to speak with you, Jack. This is WRPV 448, clear and monitoring. We'll do it again.
WFSA 793, WRTB
448. Go ahead, 793.
Yeah, I forgot my manners a little while ago. The first personal here is Dave. I'm in Warren. And I'm kind of curious about that radio you got. I didn't... What's the brand name of that radio?
Stand by just for a second. I need to put my glasses on again to read it. JSTZRO, ATS-25 Max Decoder 2.
Yeah, okay. I might look that up because see what it's about. But some shortwave radios, they'll only cover the broadcast bands. You know, you got like four or five bands on them. But if you have a radio that covers, you know, from medium wave up to 30 megahertz, then that's called a general coverage or full coverage radio. Usually, with the full coverage, you get sideband and some radios don't come with sideband. I got a couple here that are full coverage, but I can't do sideband on them. But it's an interesting radio. I'm gonna look it up and have a look see at it. Roger.
Copy that. Can we talk again in the near future? I'd be curious to hear what your thoughts are on the radio after reading as much of the description as you can from Amazon or wherever you look it up. I've got a neighbor that's a ham, and he said that my scanner was pretty good. He had recognized it, apparently. But it came with pretty good ratings, and again, like I had mentioned earlier, the price was right. If I had points, figured I'd do myself a little early Christmas. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. In case you didn't know, the AM aircraft band is from 108 to 137. And it's AM. But like I told Jack out there too, you buy any scanner, a cheap one, a cheap unit then off of Amazon or something, as long as it goes up to 512 megahertz, you can program the aircraft band in them, and the scanner should automatically go to AM when you turn on the bank with the aircraft band. But the aircraft band is in AM, and like it's between 108 and 137 megahertz, which you should get if your thing covers it there. Roger.
Copy that. I just wrote that down on a piece of paper. Very good. Thank you.
No problem. Like a lot of people out here, I'm always glad to, I'm always glad to help somebody out. I've been crazy about shortwave for years. I got a collection that maybe, I don't know if you'd call it a collection or a hoard. But I had quite a few radios that are rare. I got a really nice radio. And in the boxes, they're sort of like on the back porch with me and listen to it there. Roger.
I only got about half of that. It was all staticky to intermittent to clear. Are you walking around on an HT?
Yeah, I'm running an HT, but I sat back, and when I sat back, I wasn't paying attention. And the antenna must have been tilted, because I know I get in, what I'm told by Jack and everybody, if I got the antenna straight up and wherever I'm sitting, I'm coming through. But while I was talking back there, I sat back, and I wasn't paying attention, and when I sat back, the radio must have tilted with me, so. But anyway, like I said, I got a collection here. I don't know if you call it a collection or a hoard. But I got quite a few rare ones, collectible, and they're all portables. But I got big ones, and then I got little portables too. And they're all like Grundig and Sony and National Panasonic. You know, I don't know why I have them all now, man. I can't use them because they're all put away. I just keep one. Your battery up to take on the porch with me there, Roger.
Copy that. I've got an assortment of like UV5Rs, some GMR, Bofangs. I've got some Retivis. Obviously, I've got my base equipment. I've probably got, between the talkabouts and handhelds, About 20 of those. I got enough to hand out to my neighbors in case of an emergency. And that was kind of my idea with having so many radios. Over.
Yeah, roger that. WSOZ Southern 93. Yeah, I'm talking on a Bolfang, UB5RM. UB5RM. I bought a pair, and I gave one to my friend who gets out here, Frank, WFST-902. I gave one to him, and then we worked on getting our licenses and stuff and blah, blah, blah. But I have a nice collection of CD walkie-talkies, too. All realistic, Radio Shack. I love Radio Shack. I love realistic gear. And I got a collection of those, too. Quite a few. And I got a couple CDs laying around here somewhere, too. Mobile phones. And a CD, you know, the CD ain't what it used to be there. Roger.
Radio Shack. Wow. You know, that was the best store. I swear I knew their catalog better than the people that worked there did. Over.
Back in probably the late 70s, I started messing around with CD. I got into CD. And I've always, as a little kid even, man, electronics always fascinated me. And CD taught me how to repair, and I had a little gig going where I repaired and modified CDs, put channels in, cut the limiters, la la la. But before that, when I was a kid, 10 years old, maybe 9, there was a Radio Shack not too far from us, and I used to walk in there all the time, and I'd look at the packs of transistors and stuff, and look at all the parts, and then look at the CDs, and I mean, I loved it. And right down the street from it was a Heathkit place. I used to love
lost you there, but yeah, I remember the Heathkit store too, and one of the first things I ever put together was a Heathkit. Over. RPB 448 for identification. Dave, you still there? 793, do you copy?
Kurt, 448, I think his radio got hot and it turned off.
Yeah, copy that. I figure you might have run out of battery, too. I figured one of the two, considering it was just a little HT and he'd been on it for a few. Thank you, Jack. WRPB 448.
See, when you're on the XD, you gotta have them, you know, you can't talk all day on them. That, I found that out a long time ago, about 2 years ago. Anyhow, even now I'm on the DB20G, it got a little bit warm. Not much, really, but a little bit. But it's better, like, in the summer, it's better to have a little fan. And the fan in Amazon, and only they were $10.
Yeah, I'm on medium power right now on my DB40, and it's maybe a little warm, but a fan sounds like a good idea because it gets to be like 90 degrees up in my room here in the summer. Over.
Get you one of those fans. It's $10 on Amazon. I know that. About 6 months ago, a lot of people bought them because they were $10. They were on sale. And they just have them, you know, facing on the radio. That way it doesn't get warm. Anyhow, I gotta go and get something to eat. So I'll talk, good talking to you. You take care. WIUG, 48.
Once again, Jack, we'll be talking to you soon. WIUG 448 from Groveland Township, clear and lurking.
WSTI 847 WIUG 88 copy. WIUG 88 clear.
KQ8725 to the Detroit repeater. Is anybody on this frequency monitor?
Oh, I did not get that. Roger.
Sir, am I coming through weak on your end, or could you understand anything?
It's WIUG 88 at Rochester Hills.
You don't have no call sign, we cannot talk to you. And you're also from Canada. Roger?
I apologize. I was just trying to get
emergency, I don't blame you for that. I can talk to you if you have emergency. Emergency situation?
6775, negative, sir. No emergency situation.
Sorry for that. I really cannot talk to you because you're in Canada. They don't allow GMRS talking unless you have a license.
Copy, sir. Thank you for your time. Have a good night.
You're welcome. You do the same. WIUG 88. WSTI 847. WIUG 88. Copy. WIUG 88. Clear.
WSEU 445 monitoring base.
WRWW 601 monitoring.
...601-445, coming in loud and clear.
Hey man, you sound really good, you're sitting in the living room like you said.
No, I moved in here to the base so I could pick it up a little better.
Yeah, so, Tuesday, Thursday, we've been watching that Trail 7 live cam. The guy's got that trail camera just north of where you guys are. Looks like they are beating the trails today.
They are all over the place. The one of the motels, all you see is trailers and sleds. The Fraternal Order of Eagles, their parking lot, full of trucks with trailers and sleds. They are running them hard today.
Yeah, by tomorrow, that trail's going to be nothing but snert, for sure.
It will, but then we're going back down in temps, and it'll freeze over, so there'll be a base on it then.
Yeah, I know that's always good, like, get snow, and then get, like, a melt, a partial melt, and then a refreeze, and at least have something solid, kind of locking all that gravel in.
Yeah, it makes for a good base on it. We're supposed to start going back down in temps here in the next day or so.
That's cool. I mean, I'm going to go back in the house. I'm working on programming these mobiles that I got from eBay.
Okay.
Just want to say hi.
Well, keep doing what you're doing because those are loud and clear, let me tell you.
Yeah, this is a 25, I'm sitting in my truck in the driveway. So it's just it's a 25-watt Motorola CDM. I've got a CDM750 that's in the cruise, but that's only a four-channel model. So I bought some 1250s so I can have more than just four, you know, frequencies to listen to, because there's too much going on just to have only four.
Yeah, that's true. I just monitor the Sheboygan one up here in the truck, so, I mean, I've got others. I can hit Mancelona, and sometimes I can hit Traverse City from the base station, but I just stay on Sheboygan.
Yeah, I stay. Troy's got a standalone one that's pretty good. It's a smaller community, guys, and gals, if you want to be that guy. But, yeah, so, like, I'm on the Flint one right now. When I go to work, I go to the, usually when I talk to you in the morning, I'm on the Mark Clemens machine, which, obviously, these are all part of the MI-8 and they're all, you know, the Lynx machines.
Yeah, I haven't been doing a whole lot in the morning. Usually I'm getting a lot of static up here, though, too, but we've had, with the weather conditions, I'm sure that's part of it.
For sure. There was that one morning, I could hear you guys talking, you and the guy you work with, I can't remember his name, but, and I was trying to call, I think I shot you a text that morning, and maybe I just wasn't hitting the Clemens machine well enough, but I could hear you guys, but you guys couldn't hear me.
Well, this new radio you got, you should definitely hit it, because it is crystal clear up here.
All right, man. You have a good evening. Tell Becky I said hi, and this is WRWW61.
Sounds good, man. Keep the programming up and get your other ones up and ready. This is WSEU 445, clear.
They're all radio sounding good. And I'm over here at Rochester Hills, WIUG 38.
Hello, Jack. This is Brian and Gaylord, WSEU 445.
How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing very good, sir. We finally got some warmer temps up here, and it's not as frigid, but we're supposed to lose that in the next couple of days.
I see what you're saying. I tell you, I said 2 days ago, it was very hard here to walk around a little bit outside. It was so windy, and that wind was gusty.
Yes, sir, it was. It'd take your breath away, let me tell you.
That's for sure. So how you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Sitting back, relaxing, watching a little bit of TV, and just got done talking with Jeremy, one of my buddies downstate there, and he's got his new radios getting programmed. His are sounding pretty clear.
That Motorola radio sounds very clear.
I'm impressed with it.
You know what? I like Motorola. Motorola is the best radio out that way. Roger?
Yes, sir. When you think about it, those were the ones that actually started this whole thing. They were a closed circuit or a closed channel system used in municipalities and everything else, so they basically pioneered it.
Then you know what? They're not using it here. They're even overseas. They use them there for like a police radio.
Yes, sir. I remember using them when I was going to school from the buses, too, from the bus garage to the bus.
Yeah, that's for sure. I tell you one thing. Motorola is the best. You cannot go wrong without one, you know. But they're a little bit expensive, but that's okay. I like that.
Got to pay for quality.
And you're right about that. Well, buddy, you take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Yes, sir, you the same. Try to stay warm, and WSEU 445, clear.
WSCI 73 to station 445, copy.
Copy, this is station 445.
Hey, this is JJ. I'm in Fenton. Are you hitting a Sheboygan repeater?
Yes, sir, I am.
Are you right in Gaylord?
Just north of it.
Okay, I'm just curious. I got a hunt up in that area, and I was trying to hit the repeater, but I was at Walmart there in Gaylord, and I couldn't quite hit it. So you're coming in pretty good from where you're at.
Yeah, I'm just north of it. We've got a lot of trees around us, so I've got an antenna up on the house. I do, on my handheld, if I'm in a vehicle or something, I've got MTXA, I think it is, Midland antenna for the truck on a NMO bait.
Okay. Well, I'm like Jack. I'm running the DB20, the oddities, and all my three of my vehicles. But then I got the Midland MXT500 with the Harvest antenna on the roof.
As long as your SWRs are good, that should hit it.
Yeah, I can reach Sheboygan, obviously, through the Flint repeater. But I was surprised, being in the town of Gaylord, I didn't quite hit it. So kudos to you from where you're at.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I've worked hard to do it.
Very good. It was nice talking to you. WSCI 783. I'm clear up yours.
All right, sir. Try to stay warm. WSEU 445. Clear.
Station 445. I got a question.
Station 445, go.
Downtown Gaylord?
No, I'm just north of it.
I tell you one thing, that is a little bit long distance from me, where you at, all the way to Sheboygan, Roger.
Yeah, it's a little more than a stone's throw. I'm a couple miles north, probably about a mile north of Gaylord. And we're high enough up here that the elevation's really helping me out.
That's good. Anyhow, so you guys had like a couple of foot snow a couple of days ago?
Yeah, I still got that couple of feet in my backyard right now.
Let me tell you something, I don't have any here, and I'm over here in Rochester Hills.
My little basset hound, when he goes out to go to the bathroom, you can't see him. All you see is just the tip of his tail going through the trails.
Any other way, there's any lot of deer by you guys out that way?
Yeah, I've got a few of them that cross through the back side of the property and they head over to the farmer's field.
Yeah, I've been at Gaylord about two or three times. And that was not right now anyhow. That's about 25 years ago. We go and hunting over that way. And it's a little bit far, but it's okay. I like it. I really like that Gaylord. Better from Grayling.
Yeah, it is. But this town has really grown up here just in the last several years.
Another thing. Are you by like Jace Sporting Good out that way?
Yeah, it's down on 27. It's just a stone's throw from me.
About 10 years ago, I had to drive all the way there and pick up one of them rifle. They had it there, so I had to drive up that way and come back.
It's not a bad drive. I mean, it's 2 hours, 45 minutes, 3 hours. It's not terrible.
Sometimes you have to watch, whoever is driving in the front of you or back of you, too. Roger?
This is true. I've been there.
My name is Jack, by the way, and what is your name?
Jack, this is Brian.
Hi, Brian. You take care and keep in touch. We'll talk to you later. I'm on your radio, almost all day, but I'm not always on the radio, But I will be on the radio. I can hear you out that way if you like. And we'll talk again. WIUG88.
Sounds good, sir. I'm kind of sporadic when I'm on the radio. When I'm out of work or something, or I don't have something going on here at the house, I'm on it. WSEU 445, clear.
WR-6L1,
this is 445.
So I'm staying in the driveway on the Solfang V9G, the GMRS radio with the long whip antenna from. I'm having a brain fart right now, but how's it sound?
Not bad. There's a little bit of noise in there, but for a handheld and where you're at, not bad at all.
Oh, yeah, it's in the Goya antenna for GMRS. That's what I've got.
I've got Ed Fong, F-O-N-G. Ed Fong's antenna, he ships it in a bag. I bought one off of eBay, and you've got to put it in a piece of schedule 40, I think it is, the real thin PVC. And I've got that on the Ranger, and I can be down in the yard in the hole and still transmit with one of my handhelds.
Nice. I mean, I'm standing here in the driveway. I think those UV9Gs are like $40 or $45. When I was talking to you earlier, obviously I was in a truck and the Motorola CDM. But we've had really good luck with these radios. We use them up north, guys hunting and stuff. With the bigger antenna, you definitely get the range. Obviously, topography.
Yeah, that sounds real good. It's actually cleaner than what mine are when I'm sitting in the living room, but I'm still running the stock antenna on mine right now.
Nice, man. All right, good evening. WR-WW61 clear from standing in the driveway.
That's awesome, man. Keep going. WSEU 445 clear.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 in the mobile monitoring.
WRYS 363 monitoring. I did not copy any of that. I was underneath a bunch of power lines. Very staticky from you.
Alrighty, let's try this again. Radio jump channel is not making it realize it. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Good evening.
I can hear you loud and clear. WRYS 363.
Yeah, the radio was on scan mode, and I guess when I keyed up, it jumped over to the Flint machine, and oopsie, oh well, problem solved.
So I take it you're up near the Flint area.
I'm actually up in Saginaw.
Gotcha. I'm in Sterling Heights, which I'm closer to the Mount Clemens repeater, but I'm actually hanging off the Detroit one right now.
Oh, you're definitely sounding good into the Detroit machine there. I had the opportunity to go to Detroit last week. I think it was the first time since I've actually had this mobile hooked up, and was able to get on the Detroit one for a minute, so that was kind of nice. Once before, I was in Detroit, and I hit it with the portable, but I don't get down that way too much.
Gotcha. Yeah, over Thanksgiving weekend, I went up to Bay City, then Midland, and then Saginaw for that Friday.
Oh yeah, okay, very good. I'm going to stand by for a second. I think I heard somebody double in there with you, so I'm going to stand by for a second. I think they said 366 maybe. If there's another station in there, go ahead. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. If not, back over to you there, guy.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything in that space either, but, yeah, I went to just a bunch of antique stores up that way. Haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah, roger that. If you come up into Birch Run, you get off that exit there by Birch Run, and you kind of go out a little ways. There's a little antique mall up there with a few antique shops. And if you come up 15 through Millington, there's a few of them along there, too.
Yeah, those are the ones I hit on my way up. I got off at Birch Run, went to 15, and then went 15 all the way into Bay City from there and around.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, before I moved out here to Saginaw, I was living out there in Vassar right off of 15. I used to love going, looking around those places. Ain't got the money for it, but, you know, window shopping's free.
I do find things here and there, but it's more of the entertaining value of looking at all the weird stuff that people are trying to sell. I always try to stay away from regular stores over Thanksgiving weekend.
It was an outright mess around here. I work in
I work in a hotel not far from Burke's Run, and these last few weekends have been ridiculous, and Dear Widow's weekend was absolutely insane with how many people were here. Between the deer hunters and the teal hunters, it was kind of hard to tell which ones we had more of.
Yeah, on the way back, we popped into Frankenmuth for just a quick second just to get into the Zunder's Bakery. And it was like 20 minutes to find a place to park. So it was busier than most, but I've been there when it's been way busier.
I try to avoid going into Frankenmuth as much as I possibly can just because the traffic is just really, more so recently, become horrendous through there. I mean, obviously, if they got, like, something big going on, it's going to be bad, but it just seems like lately there's no reason for it. There's just traffic.
Yeah, that and the horse-drawn carriages don't help either.
It seems like there was more of them this year than there was the previous year. I moved up here about two and a half years ago from Indiana, and I've seen Frankenmuth, and when they get that new water park open, it's going to be even worse. People all over the internet are like, when's it going to open, when's it going to open, when's it going to open? Yeah, it's going to be a zoo.
Yeah, I can understand that. Well, it's nice chatting with you. I'm Eric, by the way. I'm back at my home quarters now, so I'm going to be getting out of the vehicle. And have a good evening. WRYS363.
Alrighty there, Eric363. It was a pleasure making your acquaintance. And until we do it again, have a safe night. Try to stay warm, stay dry. Stay safe. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. First name here is Paige. Papa Alpha India Golf Echo. Have yourself a great night.
This is WRPB 448, Kurt, Groveland Township. Just checking in to say hello. Over.
Good evening. How you doing, my friend? We're doing well up here. We're going to slow down for a second. Got a bunch of flashing lights ahead of us. And, you know, being that I am first responder certified, got to see what's going on here. But it looks like they got it under control, possibly having the whole road blocked off. So just give me 1 second. I'll get right back with you there. Alrighty, we're going to be back with you here. I don't know what they got going on over here, but they got the whole road shut off. They got about 15 freaking police cars down here. Whatever it is, they got it under control.
Well, I would hope so with that many. Anyway, how's your day going today?
Complaining too much, you know, running around, you know, trying to get a little bit of sleep and make a bunch of money.
Yeah, it seems to be the thing to do. Yeah, I have just been relaxing. I'm still down for a bit, waiting to, I'm kind of enjoying it. Go back. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Geez, I don't know how the roads are down by you, but up here the main roads are pretty clear. The side roads are still slippery and slick as anything. I don't know. Welcome to Saginaw.
We haven't really been out in a couple days.
but, like, if it's any indication, there's maybe a half inch of snow sporadically left on my yard. My location here in Groveland Township got more than two and a half inches maybe, over.
Well, roger that. Well, can't be exactly sure what's going on over here, but I just got around the mess. It looks like they got, somebody got hit by a car or something, it looks like.
Boy, we're going to throw out a prayer for that individual. Obviously, it's probably the worst day of their life. God bless them, and hopefully everyone's okay. Over.
Definitely, one of the few times I don't have the scanner on in the car, so really don't know what all that's about. But we got a guy up here who... he does a Facebook thing, and he's basically like the breaking news of Saginaw, so I'll take a peek there in a little bit and see what's going on. But, yeah, it looks like there was a vehicle parked in the middle of the road there with its lights on, and so that's my deduction. I didn't see a second vehicle, so I'm just kind of guessing right now that it was pedestrian.
Ouch. That's scary.
Fortunately, up here in Saginaw, that seems to happen a tremendous amount. People really don't know how to drive up here.
You know, I don't think I've been to Saginaw since I was like a little kid. I can only imagine it probably doesn't look anything like, I don't even remember what it looks like, but it probably has changed quite a bit since the 70s.
Yeah, I've only been out here a couple of years, so I really couldn't say what the difference was. But it's definitely a city environment, lots of stuff going on, not a whole lot of it good.
Imagine you gotta always have your head on a swivel, eh? You know, keep an eye on.
I look at the Facebook stuff. Somebody's getting shot. Somebody's getting stabbed. Somebody's getting killed. That's just, unfortunately, that's become the normal around here. I don't live in Saginaw. I kind of live out in the burbs of Saginaw, so it's not bad where I live. But, you know, I come into Saginaw a lot for work, and, you know, yep, I just got to, you know, watch all around me all the time. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 Friday.
WRPB 448 for identification purposes. We don't have too much crime around here. The most in our police blotter is people breaking into cars a lot lately. And of course, half the people in these articles leave their doors open. And they, you know, I don't leave anything expensive out in our car. It's just common sense. Over.
I just try to do the smart thing and not leave my car unattended if I can avoid it. You know, between having the GMRS and the CB and everything else in here. So I try to not do any errands in Saginaw if I don't have to.
That would make sense. I only keep one radio installed in our car at a time. And right now it's just a little, Midland, MXT-115, and it just slides right off the under dash mount I got hooked up, so I can just grab it, throw it in my pocket, you know, whenever I'm not using it. Over.
Yeah, nice. I just looked up on Facebook. Yep, it was vehicle versus pedestrian, Michigan State Police. Requesting the crash team, so 99% of the time when that happens, it's a fatality.
Copy that. All too familiar with that term. That's horrible. Well, we'll pray for someone tonight. Listen, Paige, I'm going to cut you loose for a bit. I'm going to be monitoring. I also picked up a new shortwave radio recently. I'm going to play with that. And I kind of got a movie going. I'm multitasking tonight. I will be monitoring the channel. A pleasure to speak with you. TV-448, clear on your final.
Always a pleasure to chat with you. I appreciate the, the call there, and, we'll definitely do it again. You have a good night. Enjoy your multitasking. Enjoy your new rig there, and we'll do it again. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, monitoring.